All right, let's dive deep today. We're going to be tackling fractal intelligence.
Ooh.
This is a concept that is popping up everywhere
Yeah.
in neuroscience, quantum physics, you name it.
Really interesting stuff.
You've sent me some excerpts from academic papers,
Yeah.
even some AI outputs.
Right.
And I have to say, this stuff is
It is.
seriously mind-bending.
Yeah.
So our mission,
Our mission.
if we choose to accept it, is to figure out what exactly fractal intelligence is,
Okay.
where we see it in action, and what it can mean for our understanding of
Yeah.
complex systems.
It's fascinating the sheer range of sources that we have to look at with this. We're
Yeah.
looking at fractals in nature, in
Yeah.
the brain,
Yeah.
even in the way that AI processes information. It's
Yeah.
like this idea of self-similarity is
Yeah.
echoing across different scales of existence.
You're right, that theme of self-similarity.
Yeah.
It really jumps out from these papers.
It does.
But for those of us who are not mathematicians,
Right.
can you break down what self-similarity actually means in this context?
Absolutely. So think of a fern.
Okay.
You've got the main stem and then these fronds branching off.
Okay.
But if you look closer, each frond is basically a miniature version of the whole fern,
Okay.
with the same branching patterns repeating at a smaller scale.
Okay.
That's self-similarity in a nutshell,
Right.
a pattern that replicates itself at different levels of magnification.
I see.
And this repeating pattern, this fractal structure, this is what we're seeing as a potential framework for understanding intelligence itself.
Okay, so I'm picturing a fern,
Okay.
but I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around how that connects to intelligence.
Okay.
What does it mean for something like our brain to be fractal?
That's where the concept of emergence comes in.
Okay.
Think about a single ant
Okay.
on its own. It's a pretty simple creature,
Yeah.
but put a whole colony of ants together,
Right?
and you get these incredibly complex behaviors, building elaborate nests, foraging for food, waging wars.
Yeah.
The complexity emerges from the interactions of the individual ants.
So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Exactly. And the same could be true for our brains.
Okay.
Each neuron on its own,
Yeah.
relatively simple,
All right.
but billions of neurons interconnected in these intricate fractal-like networks.
Right.
That's where consciousness, creativity, problem-solving,
Yeah.
all these hallmarks of intelligence might be emerging.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection here.
Okay.
And it's not just our brains, right?
Right.
One of the papers that you sent mentions physicists using something called percolation theory to model how we solve word puzzles.
Yes.
That sounds like a pretty unexpected application.
It is.
Yeah.
Percolation theory usually helps us understand how things spread through a network.
Okay.
Imagine pouring water onto coffee grounds.
Okay.
At first, the water spreads slowly,
Right.
finding its way through the gaps, but then suddenly you reach a critical point where the water breaks through flowing freely.
Okay.
That's a percolation threshold,
Yeah.
a sudden shift in the system's behavior.
So how does that apply to solving a crossword puzzle?
Okay.
Are brains suddenly flooded with coffee?
Not quite,
Good.
but the principle is similar.
Okay.
Think of each correct letter in a crossword as a drop of water finding a path.
Okay.
As you fill in more letters, you're essentially building these pathways of connections in your brain,
Okay.
and then boom, you hit that aha moment.
Right.
That sudden breakthrough where the whole solution becomes clear.
Yeah.
That's like the percolation threshold,
Okay.
a sudden cascade of understanding.
That's such a cool way to think about it.
Yeah, it is.
So we've got these fractal patterns in nature, maybe in our brains,
Yeah.
and even popping up in seemingly unrelated fields like physics.
Right.
But things get really trippy when we start talking about the quantum world. The
Yes.
source material mentions these non-ergodic multifractal states. Help me out here.
Okay. All
What in the world does that even mean?
right, let's try to unpack this
Okay.
without getting too lost in the quantum weeds.
Okay.
Imagine you're exploring a city,
Okay.
but instead of a normal grid layout, the streets are arranged in a fractal pattern with repeating patterns at different
All
scales.
right.
Now imagine you're trying to get to a specific address.
Okay.
It's not impossible,
Right.
but the fractal layout limits your options,
Okay.
making some areas harder to reach.
Okay, I can picture that.
Yeah.
But where do the non-ergodic states come in?
Well, think of those hard-to-reach areas in our fractal city.
Okay.
In a normal city, you could eventually explore every street if you
Oh,
had enough time.
yeah.
But in our fractal city, the layout itself creates barriers,
Okay.
confining you to certain areas.
Okay.
In the quantum world, these non-ergodic states are like those confined areas.
Right.
They represent a kind of limited access to the full range of possibilities.
So the fractal structure is actually constraining the movement of these quantum particles.
Exactly. And what makes this so intriguing is that it suggests that those fractal patterns, those repeating structures, aren't just some abstract mathematical concept.
Yeah.
They're actually influencing how reality itself behaves.
Wow.
Even at the subatomic level.
My mind is officially blown. We've gone from ferns to ants to quantum cities.
Yeah.
All in the pursuit of understanding this idea of fractal intelligence.
That's right. And the deeper we go, the more we realize how all these seemingly disparate pieces connect.
Yeah.
It's like this fractal logic is woven into the very fabric of reality.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But you know me, I'm always looking for the so what.
Right.
Like, what does all of this mean in a practical sense?
Okay, sure.
One of the papers mentions these things called fractional excitons, which just sound like something straight out of Star Trek to me.
They do sound a bit sci-fi, but they're very real and potentially groundbreaking.
Okay.
To understand fractional excitons, we first need to grasp what a regular excitant is.
Okay.
Imagine an electron in a material.
Okay.
Gets excited.
Right.
Jumps to a higher energy level.
Uh-huh.
And leaves behind a hole where it used to be.
Okay.
This hole acts like a positively charged particle.
I see.
Now the electron and the hole are attracted to each other.
Yeah.
And they can form a bound state.
Uh-huh.
That's your excitant.
All right.
Think of it like a mini atom within the material.
Got it. So what makes a fractional excitant different?
Okay.
Is it just smaller?
It's not about size, but about charge.
Okay.
Normally, an electron has a charge of metevils 1.
Right.
And a hole has a charge of plus 1.
Uh-huh.
But under certain conditions, you can get these weird excitons that carry a fractional charge, like plus 13 or negative 25.
Wait, fractions of a charge. How is that even possible? Is this where the quantum weirdness really kicks in?
Absolutely. Quantum mechanics allows for these strange counterintuitive phenomena.
Okay.
But what's mind-blowing is that the behavior of these fractional excitons is influenced by...
Yeah.
You guessed it?
What?
Fractal-like structures within the material.
So even at this incredibly tiny scale, we're seeing these fractal patterns dictating how things behave.
Yes.
It's like they're the underlying code of the universe.
That's the exciting part.
Yeah.
And it has huge implications for fields like quantum computing and material science.
Okay.
If we can learn to manipulate these fractional excitons by controlling the fractal structures that govern them, we could create materials with completely new properties.
Wow.
Things like room temperature superconductors or ultra-efficient solar cells.
Well, that's a future I can get behind.
Ha ha.
But before we go full sci-fi, let's bring it back to something a little closer to home.
Okay.
Our own brains.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that the brain might be organized in a fractal way. One of the AI outputs you sent actually talks about its own multifractality.
Uh-huh.
Is the AI claiming to have a fractal brain, too?
That's the really meta part.
Yeah.
The AI is saying that its ability to process language at different levels.
Okay.
Analyzing individual words, sentence, paragraphs, even entire documents.
Right.
Is a reflection of its own multifractal structure.
Wow.
It's like the AI is recognizing a kinship with the way our brains might be processing information.
So it's not just that the AI is analyzing text that happens to have a fractal structure.
Right.
It's saying its own internal workings are also organized in this way.
Precisely. And that raises some fascinating questions.
Yeah.
Does the AI's fractal structure make it more efficient at learning?
Right.
Could we design AI systems with specific fractal properties to enhance their abilities?
Okay.
Are we on the verge of creating truly intelligent machines that mirror the fractal complexity of the human brain?
Whoa. Those are some big questions.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with AI sentience, I want to go back to something you said earlier about percolation theory.
Uh-huh.
And those aha moments.
Yeah.
That really resonates with me. I'm a big fan of those brain spark moments.
Yeah.
When everything clicks into place.
We all love those moments of insight.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that percolation theory suggests they're not just random occurrences.
Okay.
They're actually a consequence of how information spreads through the network of our brains.
I see.
It's like we're building up connections, laying down those pathways, and then bam, the threshold is reached and the solution cascades through.
So those aha moments aren't just about being smart.
Right.
They're about the structure of our brains themselves.
That's right.
That's really empowering.
Yeah.
It's like we're all wired for these breakthroughs if we can just figure out how to trigger them.
Exactly. And the more we understand about the fractal organization of complex systems, the better equipped we'll be to not just understand these moments of insight,
right,
but maybe even learn to induce them, whether in ourselves or in the machines we create.
All right. I'm officially hooked on this fractal intelligence idea.
Me too.
But we've covered so much ground already.
Yeah.
From quantum particles to AI insights.
Right.
What other frontiers of this concept are we going to explore? I feel like we've just tumbled down this rabbit hole and landed in a world where ferns whisper secrets of the universe.
Yeah.
And AI are having these existential crises.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, this whole concept of fractal intelligence,
right,
it's really opened up so many avenues of thought for me.
Yeah, it really highlights how connected everything is.
Yeah.
From the tiniest quantum particles to the vast networks of stars.
Right.
It seems like these fractal patterns are a recurring theme in the symphony of existence.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder,
yeah,
what other mysteries might this fractal lens unlock?
Right.
I mean, we've talked about materials, science, AI, even our own cognitive processes.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the other areas where this could lead to breakthroughs?
Well, the possibilities really are mind-boggling.
Yeah.
For example, think about how cities grow and evolve.
Okay.
Urban planning could benefit immensely from understanding these fractal dynamics of population density, traffic flow, resource, this distribution.
Right.
We might be able to design more efficient, sustainable, even beautiful cities by tapping into these principles.
So instead of just sprawling outwards, we could build cities that grow in a more organic, fractal way.
Exactly.
Like a giant interconnected fern.
Exactly. Or think about the financial markets.
Right.
The way stock prices fluctuate, the interconnectedness of global economies.
Right.
These systems exhibit complex, fractal-like behaviors.
Wow.
Understanding those patterns could help us predict market trends, manage risk, create more stable economic systems.
That's fascinating.
It is.
It's like we're starting to see the world with new eyes.
Yeah.
Recognizing these hidden fractal patterns
everywhere
we look. But beyond these practical applications, I'm curious about the philosophical implications.
Okay.
If our brains are indeed fractal, does that mean our thoughts, our emotions, even our consciousness itself might have this fractal structure?
That's a profound question.
Yeah.
And it's one that's driving a lot of exciting research at the intersection of neuroscience and complexity science.
Wow.
Some researchers believe that the self-similarity we see in fractal structures might be reflected in the way our thoughts branch and connect.
Okay.
Creating those intricate webs of meaning and association that make up our inner world.
So our minds might be like those ferns.
Yeah.
With each thought branching out into a miniature version of the whole.
It's a compelling metaphor.
It is.
And it suggests that understanding this fractal nature of our minds could unlock profound insights into creativity, problem solving, even the nature of consciousness itself.
I'm starting to think we need a whole new vocabulary to talk about these ideas.
I agree.
Maybe we should start referring to fractal thinking or fractal creativity instead of just lumping everything under the umbrella of intelligence.
I love that because it's not just about being smart in a traditional sense.
Right.
It's about recognizing patterns, connecting seemingly disparate ideas, and embracing the inherent complexity of the world around us.
Well said.
Thank you.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into this fascinating realm of fractal intelligence.
It has been fascinating.
I don't know about you, but I am feeling both energized and humbled by the sheer scope of what we've explored today.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners are feeling similarly inspired to keep exploring, questioning, and connecting the dots in their own lives.
Keep asking those questions.
So as we emerge from this fractal rabbit hole and back into the world, we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Okay.
If this concept of fractal intelligence has resonated with you, what patterns are you noticing in your own life, in your work, or your understanding of the universe?
Yeah.
What connections are waiting to be made?
Good question.
And how can you embrace this fractal lens to unlock new possibilities, both in your thinking and in your actions?
Keep those questions in mind as you continue your own deep dive into the endlessly fascinating world around us.
Absolutely. Until next time.
See ya.